Well, that's more than disappointing. It's far, far deeper than that. It's devastating, but it's a fact, and we have to live with it. We have to accept it. You know, people don't want to go out in the quarter final, and when you win a provincial title and you're enjoying it, and 2 weeks later you're gone from the championship altogether, it's just an awful place to be.
A lot of missed chances as well, and experienced players maybe missed chances that on another day they would have scored.
Well, that's it, I suppose. One or two of those chances going over would probably have led to more going over. But the fact that it seemed to be there's a miss and another one, it kind of drags people down because they're putting in a huge effort and working so hard, and ultimately it's not making any difference on the scoreboard. So that's disappointing.
And the short kick out was a ploy today. A lot of possession, but as you said there, you just didn't use it.
Well, that's it. We got the possession, and I think that's what it's about. Always with the kick-out, it's about getting possession. I don't care where you get it. I'd still rather have it than not have it. And I suppose we just didn't make enough of it. We probably didn't break the tackles enough, particularly in the first 15 or 20 minutes of the game, where we kept the ball but didn't break their ground, so to speak. We did a bit better in the second half, trying to forage in, but we never got quality ball, very little quality ball into our inside forwards. Got a few into Muggsy. We didn't get much into Stevie, and he was on the second half. We didn't get ball into the places where he'd like to get it and where we could make things happen with it. But we'll have to learn and just go on.
And Marty Penrose almost had a goal at the death just at the end of half time, or just before the end of the first half. That would have made a big difference.
It certainly would. If we had gone in 4 points up after, I suppose, the effort Dublin put into, they'd have been in a poor shape. But the fact that they survived that and came out then with more energy to fight on for the second half. Again, even when Owen Mulligan got the equalising point at 13-all, I thought, this is a game we can squeeze a result out of here now, and would have been a great way for us to go through if we'd been able to do it at that stage. But to concede a goal as we did, that was always going to beat you, because there wasn't enough time to recover in the tight nature of the game that was on. We need to get 4 points in to win the game. That was too much to ask.
Potential for maybe one or two retirements. I know that's for another day in terms of players-wise, and maybe some of them may be considering it, but you'll definitely be back next year.
I certainly will. I made an agreement with the Tyrone County Board for another couple of years, so I'll be there, yeah.
And already I'm sure you're even thinking the next year. I know it's only finished, but there's always that urge to get back.
Well, what else can you do? It's there, it's gone now. We have a longer summer and an autumn than we would have hoped to have had, but that's the way it is. It's going to be long months now, July and August. Our August and September is going to be very long months, and we were hoping that it would have been short months, that we would be enjoying ourselves preparing for major matches, but we're not going to be doing that, so that's where we're at.